for just a little bit in Romans 10, verses 14 and 15. Verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." But listen, "How then shall they call on whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" How are they going to hear if you don't go? How? You've got to go. You have to take the word out there. You have a responsibility. I have a responsibility. This church has a responsibility to take the word out there. That is where whosoever will comes into play. We take the word of God because we don't know who the elect. I'm going to keep saying that. I'm going to keep saying it because it had to be. I had to keep going over that in my mind, so I'm going to keep saying it. Election is not our part. Our concern is whosoever will. That's our concern because we don't know. So we take the word of God out there and we show it to people. We tell people about Christ. Verse 15, he says, and how shall they preach? Listen, except they be sent. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. In the Great Commission, we have been sent. How do we expect a lost, a dying world to be saved if we don't go? We've got to go. We believe both, election and whosoever will. How do we tie them together? One is God's responsibility. One is our responsibility that we go. We need to go. We have to go. Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. But we've already read that one once. So I'll turn over there real quick and read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. "Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building." The Lord uses us. Our whole life, every part, the way we act, the way we react, the places we go, the places we don't go, the words we use, the things we say, the things we look at, things we don't look at, every step you take is a witness. Everything. It's not just the words that come out of your mouth. You're not just witnessing when you're talking. When we keep our eyes on Christ and we stay in the road and not on the ditch of election, not on the ditch of whosoever will, we'll begin to understand that everything we do is a witness. It's not just the words. It's not just the verses that we use. But it's everything. Look in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13. Says, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if ye have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men." We're the salt of the earth. Have you ever, you got a soup that didn't have any flavor to it? What do you add to it? You add salt. You add salt to everything that doesn't have flavor. Salt's amazing. It brings flavor where there was no flavor hardly. We are the salt of the earth. Verse 14 says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hilltop cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." Our life is a light. When we look at election and whosoever will, this began to blow my mind when I began to study these. I began to see what election and whosoever will, how they work together, how that where my responsibility became, and I began to see that I thought beforehand that when I witnessed was just when I talked to someone about their salvation. Then I began to see in this that, no, I'm witnessing everything I'm doing. Everything. We need to be following what the Lord says, doing what he says. We are a light. We are the salt of the earth. Whosoever will is in the Bible. We read it. When I read whosoever will, I'm reminded of my Heavenly Father. I'm assured of Him. He knows all that's going on. I don't. I'm reminded that I have a job to do. I have a responsibility in this. I'm not going to get done. I've got another page and a half to go. So I'm not going to get done. But what is whosoever will? It's our responsibility in the Bible to go and to give His word. We don't go concerned with who the elect are. You think about this. Who of the first church would have witnessed to Saul? Who would have thought Saul would have been one of the elect? Would you? None of them did. Matter of fact, when God told Ananias to, you go over there, I've got one there, Saul of Tarsus. He said, Lord, you know about Saul, right? Isn't that the way we are sometimes? It's neat. I think that's a neat story that what we need to be, the person in the Bible there in that story and with Mark, the Apostle Mark, who we need to be like is Barnabas. What did Barnabas do when Ananias brought Saul, when Saul came to the church? All of them was like, no, don't bring him in here. No. What did Barnabas do? Barnabas talked to him. And the same thing with Mark. When Mark quit and left, and Paul was like, no, I'm done with him, Barnabas said, I'll take him. I want to be more like Barnabas. I want to be more like him, more trusting in the Lord to take care of things. I look at Barnabas and I think about that when we understand about election, that election was given to us. In this world, there is so much uncertainty, right? There's so much change going on in this world. There's so much wrong in this world. And we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know. But the beauty of it all, when you see election and you see that you were chosen before the foundation of the world ever was, and you see that Christ was going to come and die on the cross before the foundation of the world, that was all set in motion way back then, right? It was all set in motion. That God saved me when it came time to save. He didn't lose me. He saved me. He called me. He drew me and He saved me. Now, it seemed like when I was struggling that I had a part in it. It seemed that way. But when it's all said and done, I look back on it, I was like, wow, I did nothing. He did all of it. And now I look back on all that I was chosen before the foundation of the world, and I'm facing my difficulty. You know who I know I can trust in? The God that chose me way back then. And He looked for way forward there. Over 6,000 years ago, He chose me. He can take care of everything. That's what election's in the Bible for. It's for us to have comfort in Him. For us to have a surety that He can take care of my little life. He can take care of my struggles. You think about this. I looked at my salvation. When I read the scriptures that I was in God's hands and then I'm in Christ's hands, and right, you wrote in John, you know those scriptures, right? That nobody can take me out of their hands. And He says, I and my Father are one. How long have you been in God's hands? You think about this. How long have you been in God's hands? I used to think, since I was 16 years old, that ain't true. How long have I been in God's hands? He chose me before the foundations of this world. The God that I can put my day-to-day matters entrusted in him is a God that's been holding me for over 6,000 years. He has known me. He has chosen me. That's the God that I trust. That is why election is in the Bible. For comfort to us in this world that changes all the time. For the uncertainties of how things are going to go. He's never changed. But then we have whosoever will, so that we'll go tell that to other people. So we'll take his word out there and not just sit down on a seat and do nothing and say that he's going to do it all. He says, you go. You take my word and you go. These are given to us for a comfort and a responsibility. That's what whosoever will in election is given to us for. It's so that we will go. We will do. Well, I pretty much gave you the rest of it. Just didn't use the verses. But the verses we were going to turn to was in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. We're going to turn there to show that the power of God. We have election to show that the power of God, that he chose us way, way back then. We can see that he can take care of us now. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, 2 Timothy 2, 4. And Psalms 139, verses 12 through 17. These verses are talking about that he wrote our members in a book while before we were in our mother's womb. He knew us. He wrote them in a book before we ever were, and then in time we were formed. Look, when you look, put these scriptures together, you put all this together, it begins to paint one of the most beautiful pictures you'll ever see in God's Word. When I began to see election, there were so many things that began to fit into place for me that I struggled with for years on some things, some doctrines. I was talking to Brother Pete there, and when I understood election, when it made sense to me, the sovereignty of God just bloop, fell right in place. I struggled with that. I finally put that aside because that's just, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't never will. So then I started this study. Election and whosoever will. What is what? There were so many things the Lord opened up to me that just made sense when I let him show me this. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 through 17, we give thanks to each other. And that's what, turn over there if you will. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13. I don't know what I said. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verses 13 through 17. Listen to these verses. Verse 13 says, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. We've been chosen. God chose us. We're his beloved. He loves us so much that he sent his Son to die on a cross for you and for me. When we look at these things and we see this in election, we see this in his word, it's just, it's amazing. Verse 14 says, whereunto he called you, and listen, by our gospel. That's why we go. That's why we take the gospel and we believe whosoever will, because that's where salvation is at, is in his word. We take his word and we go and we tell it to other people because we were saved because somebody brought the gospel to me. I do the same thing to take the gospel to somebody else so they can hear. He says here, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. We've obtained that, the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the obtaining of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now that word traditions there are the commandments of the Lord of the Word, not the traditions of men, but hold fast to those things that are right that we're supposed to be doing. Hold on to those things. Learn them. Find out what's right and what's not. Verse 16 says, "Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace." Look, we see this and we see election in here that he chose us from before the foundations of the world, right? Before time even began, before Genesis 1:1, he chose us. But we also find throughout all eternity, we're going to be with him. He chose us and he's holding us and he's keeping us. You know, it boggles my mind to think that I'll be with him throughout all eternity. I don't get it. Why do I not get that? Because that clock back there, that's why. Time. I'm stuck with time. It's hard for me to understand eternity. But look at verse 17. He says, "Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." Election is given to us for comfort. Because this world is full of trouble and tribulation and trials and discomfort and uncertainty. It's full of all these things. But when you see election, you can trust in Christ. You know that he's holding it all together. No matter what our governments do, no matter what, whoever the president is. I saw a thing, I don't remember where I seen it at the other day, that said if you believe that God put Trump in presidency, I guess it was on Facebook or something. I wonder how many people are going to say no to that. How many of you believe that Obama was put in office by God? Amen. Amen. Why do we believe that? Because we know God's in charge. We know God's the one that sets kings up, and God's the one that takes kings out. How do we trust in him, and no matter who's the president? For me, it's partly because of this, because of election, because I was chosen. I see his power and his long-reaching hands. He's taking care of me. And this is some of this that I'm not giving you all of it. I've just started again compiling these verses that talk about election and whosoever will. And I'm up to 169 pages of verses. But I know I got a long way to go because I had hundreds and hundreds of pages before I lost it all. This is a wonderful study. It is a wonderful thing to see when you see how it works. The thing to remember with election, that's a stumbling block to a lot of people. They don't realize we were all bound for hell. Every one of us. God didn't choose some to save and some to cast into hell. You have to understand we were all going. Every one of us was going. None of us deserved salvation. We didn't do anything to be saved. God chose. And he chose me. So that makes me want to serve him. Makes me want to take his word. Makes me want to do what he wants me to do. And I pray, if I've confused the issue for any of you, please talk to me. I just ask you to do it nicely. That's all I ask. And if I have confused the issue, I'll do everything I can to make it right, make it unconfusing for you. But I hope this has been a help to you and a blessing. I love this study. I love it. But let's have a song of invitation. If you will, let's go ahead and stand. If you're here today and you're lost,